America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, and we thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We got plenty of problems out there. And you know, the thing that's most amazing about it, it's from a small percentage of people when you think about it. Because most Americans want what you want. You know, they want to be able to, you know, go have a job, work hard, provide for their family, have a peaceful and joyful life. You know, I think that's pretty much, you know, the common mission of America's people. But yet for a small percentage and a whole different agenda, you see, we're all being, you know, treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure here, ladies and gentlemen. And this isn't a manure place. We give it to you straight because we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. My good friend Bruce Thatcher is with us from History Speaks. Bruce has written three incredible books. And I'll tell you, it has just been such a blessing. And in a way, in today's conversation, we're going to touch on all three, because he wrote Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them. Adamant aggressors are around today, and they're quite preeminent on our television sets every night. Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Well, clearly, the administration in the United States knows about immigration, though they don't go to the border, but they're not interested in making it work. So there's a whole nother agenda that is behind the secret door here that you need to be aware of. His third book, Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It, is, you know, and I say it's an interesting perspective. I mean, really, it's well written and researched. But the thing is that I travel two roads, as you know. Being a man of faith, I think, okay, there are things that we can do that are within our power. And the other aspect is, what's God doing? If God's doing something here, then we need to hang on, and we need to get in alignment with what God's doing. And this is where we need, you know, a little bit of time and discernment to understand what's happening. Right now, Bruce Thatcher joins us. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Glad to be here. You know, yesterday, my wife and daughter and I attended a concert at the Mid-Texas Symphony, and what they always start the concerts by playing the national anthem, and the audience stands up and sings the national anthem. But this time, they followed that up by playing the Ukrainian national anthem as a symbol of support and solidarity. That made me think of some interesting contrast between the leaders of the two nations, of America and of Ukraine, in terms of particularly the records and also some of our responses to the adamant aggressors of this world of today. And, of course, Putin is the most obvious one in the headlines and in the news right now, and Zelensky's dealing with him and actually dealing fairly well with him in terms of opposing an adamant aggressor, but the contrast is in some ways what are we doing? Because you look at, yes, we have, and most of the free world has supported Zelensky, and that's very commendable. But what are we doing at home as regards adamant aggressors? And it's not very much. We're not building up our economy and our energy situation. We're deliberately diminishing it and taking it down. We are not building up and supporting our armed forces as well as we should. We're deliberately eviscerating them with mandates on pronouns and vaccines and stuff like that, and that's just a couple of the examples. There are some key differences between us.
Yeah, Claire. Well, Bruce, you see, the problem is most Americans, like you and I, we look at this first and say, this doesn't make sense. I mean, where is the common sense of all this? Why are we, you know, diluting a military and keeping their eye off the ball, worried about pronouns and COVID vaccines, which the government is saying we're on the other side of this. At least that's what Joe Biden said again here recently. And but we're not. And now he presents a new budget. And one thing that clearly comes out in watching what Russia is doing, you know, relative to your book, Adamant Aggressors, is that they've warriored up. You know, and then we see what's happening in the South China Seas with China, and they're warrioring up. And meanwhile, our budget has been spent pell-mell in areas that matter so little about the military. And then the president introduces a new budget of $5 trillion in this coming year, and he's only increasing the military budget by 4%. Well, we've got inflation at 7%, almost 8%, heading to 10%. That 4%, bye-bye. We're not even keeping up with today's money and today's investments into the military. So it tells you all around that this president and the ruling class of our country right now is not interested in common sense. The constitutional agenda that you and I think that everybody should be on, it's clear that the ruling class of our country is not interested in we the people anymore. And we the people need to wake up, God willing. If this is our chance to do something about it, we need to take a serious stand against the ruling class. If not, it's to hell in a handbasket, and who knows, then we go into the other scenario that I mentioned earlier, and that is that God's plan to take us to the final chapter of Revelations is going to happen nonstop.
There are a lot of people who think that we're in the final stages of that, and that there's nothing we can do about it. That's just the way it is. But there are things we can do, and there are things we should do. We can stand up to our political leaders, and the founders of our Constitution and of our country absolutely believed in standing up to the political leadership. That's why we had a revolution that said, nope, no more. We're not going to do that. We're going to have our own country. And it's been the most successful experiment in the history of the world in terms of freedom. But it's not free. And we have to hold the politicians' feet to the fire. We have to let them know what we, the people, want. And we have to make sure that they listen to us at least enough to take action in those regards. Mm-hmm. It is just mind-boggling how oblivious so many of us can be, just sort of wandering down the streets or the beaches or wherever we are with earbuds in our ears and paying no attention to what's around
exactly
us.
Well, and this is what's giving them, you know, full license to get away with all this, because, you know, we're distracted by what's happening in Ukraine. But meanwhile, Joe Biden and the globalists are not. They're taking full advantage of all this. I mean, they're throttling down oil at a time when energy is leverage. We're ignoring it. We've surrendered our energy independence in order to fulfill a globalist objective here. And this is what people need to wake up and see. It's happening before our eyes. And like you said, you just because you think, okay, maybe these are the last of the last days and there's nothing you can do about it, well, that's not the case. The reason God warned us is so that we would be prepared. So what are you doing in light of this? And I think you still need to stand for truth and justice the way it should be, not the way that these globalists, like the Biden administration and the far left, the way they've hijacked our country and our Constitution. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us. The founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, Adam and Aggressors, and his third insightful book that we've been talking about, and that is The Rise and Decline. I mean, really, you know, Bruce, when you wrote this book, I mean, you could see it, you know, loud and clear. You saw all the signs of what was going on in America, and it's been the same of history long ago, right?
It has, and what I noticed as I was researching the book, and what comes out very clearly, I think, in the book, is that, one, the obvious thing, no nation lasts forever, at least hasn't up to this point, but there are some fairly common things that occur that make all nations that have declined once they hit their peak in common. And what those things are is that the people in the nations themselves, get away from and stop relying on the values that upon which they were founded. They reject the founding values of their countries, and that was true in the Roman Empire, that was true in Greece and in France for a couple of its countries. Pick whatever nation you want to, and you can see that that's what's happening. And then you bring that down to today, and you say, okay, what's going on in America? Well, what's going on is that we are rejecting the very basis of what this nation was in the beginning. We're saying, no, we don't believe in those values anymore. We don't believe in free speech, unless it's my own free speech. We're not concerned about it. We're not concerned about freedom of religion. We're not, and you can go right down the list.
Exactly.
And too many people today are just saying, I don't care about it. Forget it.
Yeah. And exactly. Yeah. I mean, Bruce, it's to the point that people are upset because you don't want to talk about sex to a 5-year-old. Up to a 10-year-old, and they make a big war out of this and say, well, it's a no-gay bill, and, you know, Disney gets involved and all this. It's like, whoa, are we to hell in a handbasket here? I mean, this is absolutely insane. I mean, like you said, we reject these values that we grew up with that are generations old and have rendered us benefit. And we're so arrogant to think that, oh, that was then, those old fogies, what do they know? It has no relevance. But yet, you know, even in our generation, we see the relevance and benefit of it. But this new generation that's coming up, because they've been indoctrinated, and to what point, Bruce, so that they can violate our kids? I mean, look at what's going on in the open border, all the sex trafficking that's going on, and what's happening to young kids. Maybe if you just, you know, make it all acceptable and normal, it doesn't matter. You know, kind of like this Supreme Court justice who you know, or going to be, she'll probably be confirmed, who thinks that, you know, child pornography is no big whoop, and that, you know, people need to understand because of today's computers. If you hit one button, you know, you can suddenly be, well, you know, you could have thousands of photos of pornography on your laptop, and it wasn't your fault because you just hit one button and you got all that, and that needs to be taken into consideration. I mean, how ludicrous is that? That's like saying, well, Bruce, you know, you got behind the wheel of a Tesla, and, you know, you're used to driving a VW, and so it's really not your fault that, you know, before you knew it, you were doing 120, and you ran through, you know, 2 dozen people and killed, you know, half of them. You know, that's not your fault. You know, the manufacturer's, the car's fault, right? I mean,
it's always somebody else. It's never, never my fault. It's always... Yeah. Somebody else's fault. We are bringing down the age level where we introduce our kids and our children to subjects, and the reality is that they don't have the mind to deal with those things. They can't make the judgments. The judgment ability of the mind does not fully mature until the mid-20s, and we're introducing these things that we say, well, we can handle them, so show can they. Well, no, they can't.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, Bruce, see, they can't reproduce. Gays can't reproduce. All right.
Yeah.
So the only way they can reproduce is they've got to indoctrinate normal kids onto their side, so this way that they can have an increasing number of alleged gays. You know, like one teacher said the other night, and it just blew me away. I mean, she's so proud. She goes, well, you know, I think she said something like 43% of the kids in her classroom were trans, and they're like fourth graders. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
43%. Cool. I mean, come on. But see, this is what they... And this is what happens when you get so ideologically fixed. You tell yourself a lie, you keep telling a lie, next thing you know, you believe it, and you start sounding like Barack Obama.
Yeah, or fill in any blank on most politicians we have today.
Right.
It's single focus on the interest that I have, to hell with everybody else. And we're then going to trot out any stories that we want to support our position. And
well, we're relinquishing the greatest government and country in modern times. We're surrendering it to these ideologues because we're afraid to stand for truth and freedom of religion and the right to teach our kids. We're just going to fold our tent and think, okay, well, maybe we'll be dead and we won't have to deal with it in our lifetime. It'll be the next generation to have to deal with it. And how? Go ahead.
What I closed the book Rise and Decline, and I concluded that America was in its decline, and I raised the question: Can we do anything about it? Absolutely, we can. The question is, will we?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of pessimistic. There's too many people who don't give a damn. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, and that's the deal. Look what happened in Germany, Bruce. You and I talked about this before. How many were actually fascists that were actually aligned with the Third Reich? You know, about 10%.
Something like that.
Something like that. Around 10%. So 10% was controlling 90%. And you imagine, I mean, when Germany finally woke up and then they started touring all these, incinerators and these concentration camps and everything. I see video of them, and it was like first they go into these concentration camps like a Sunday walk in the park, and they come out, and the dejection, the shame that it was upon their face, it was so telling. And Germany learned the hard way, and this is something that has passed in their generation. And America, see, we saw it from the outside, but we saw it in a way that we thought never, never could this ever happen in America. Well, guess what? It is happening in America. I mean, we've got people that are sex trafficked, that come across the border, that are, you know, making billions of dollars for the cartels and everybody else, but not for America, not for America's interests. But they serve the purposes of the far left that want to destroy the very country that that we believe in, the very country that many of us, you know, went and joined the military, and some of us went overseas and fought wars to defend. And now here it is being tossed aside like some disposable paper plate.
I don't know what to do about it, Bill. But I think that what we have to do is struggle in every way we know how. And at the moment, where that struggle is with our elected leaders, and we mm-hmm. can affect some of them. And we got to do what we can.
Yeah. I mean, why aren't these elected leaders, the Republicans, why aren't they all camping out at the border, Bruce? They know this is dangerous. They see what's going on. The numbers right now, I mean, they're talking probably in May that we'll have upwards 10, 15,000, maybe even 20,000 illegal immigrants storming the border right now. And again, if Biden does, in fact, get rid of the Trump, Trump policy, then, I mean, oh, you know, Katie, bar the doors. What are we going to do?
We can talk about it some more.
Yeah, but we can't wait. We can't wait for the midterms.
No, we can't.
We can't wait for the next election. I guess that's the point, is that America needs to shake our elected officials, you know, by the shirt tails, whatever it takes to wake them up to a sense of immediacy, because this is how urgent the situation is it not, Bruce? We got 30 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
If everybody would contact their representative and senator just once a month, it would have an enormous impact. Take a look at my website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can see what the books are, and you can see whether or not you agree.
Yep. Thank you, Bruce Thatcher.